It's 26 minutes to 12, a live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
Both Darren and I on Spotlight try to highlight a wide range of challenging issues and issues which are real in people's lives, particularly as they relate to Western Sydney. We are always in awe of people who, from the front, lead to try and make people's lives better. And really delighted to have in the studios this morning Tanya Smith, the manager of Parramatta Women's Shelter. Welcome, Tanya.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Good morning.
Good morning, Darren.
So lovely to have you here to tell the story and to help our listeners understand the great work that you do. COVID has had a big, big impact on all people's lives, but particularly women in our community. Tell us the stories that have occurred over the last 8 or 9 months.
So, look, I think it's been really, really difficult for women who have been experiencing domestic violence and may have been considering leaving before COVID hit. So, for instance, we have had stories around women having to stay at home with the perpetrator because they haven't been able to reach out or make a phone call to someone. He may have lost his job, so he's there all the time. So any other kind of opportunities that they may have to reach out to a support service were impacted by just the physical presence of him being in the house, as well as reports of that may possibly have been non-physical violence in a relationship and coercive behaviour or psychological abuse escalating into physical violence through the sheer pressure and lockdown of COVID and having your kids at home and having to school them and all those sorts of things.
Yeah, I was going to say that. So you might have the man's lost his job and so he's at home. The kids have been at home. They're back to school now, thank goodness. But that's kind of escalated and really made this a difficult, difficult time. And how have you helped these women in these difficult times of the last 6 months?
Well, we in our own shelter have been extremely lucky in the way that we're set up. So we have individual properties where families, if the need had been needed to arise, could self-isolate within our service, whereas a lot of other shelters and refuges within the country are shared accommodation. So, again, that impacts a woman's decision on whether or not she can leave. Where she leaves, you know, better the devil you know, and stay at home with the kids instead of moving into a group environment. But we've been really lucky. We were gifted some properties through the PACE Foundation, Meanwhile Use Properties, and we have a number of crisis properties as well as transitional properties where big families, large families, we can accommodate. You know, we've had mum plus five, plus six. We've been able to accommodate three teenage boys this year, which is sometimes difficult for other shelters. They've been able to stay with us in a safe environment, and been able to endure that lockdown in a safe environment on their own.
So we know we go out to over 260,000 listeners in a week. So there might be someone out there listening saying, "I need help." Can you walk us through how someone like that gets help, but not just how it starts, but maybe give an idea of the experience that someone who is going to reach out, maybe even today, so that they know a bit of how it's going to go and they actually have that confidence to reach out and get help?
Sure. I guess it's quite a long process where it takes some contemplation and a number of experiences in terms of what the domestic violence might look like at home, whether it's coercive control, psychological or physical, before that person comes to the realisation like, okay, this is enough. I need to go and I need to get somewhere safe, either by myself or with my kids. So obviously we have single women and older women who don't have accompanying children. There's a number of support services that are available and professional skilled lines that they can ring. The domestic violence line is a 24/7 line that they can reach out to in New South Wales, and that's 1-800-65-6463. And they can speak to a skilled domestic violence counsellor who is experienced in making a safety plan for that family, has the accommodation availability across the state, wherever you may be, at their fingertips on a program, and they're able to make those referrals and organise transport, etc., on behalf of the woman or the family.
Tanya, and can I just say again on behalf of Darren and myself and Spotlight, thank you for your leadership in a very sad environment. I mean, in the sense that you give people hope at their darkest hour.
Thanks, Jim.
And I sincerely mean that. It's nearly become, if I can say this, Darren, a normal part of life now. I mean, in the sense when I say that, it just becomes conversation. It seems so much around. It breaks your heart.
Yeah, and it's been around for a while. And yeah. I did discuss with this Tanya yesterday and her colleagues that when I was young, I don't know, somewhere 5, 6, or 7, domestic violence affected mum and myself and my sisters and brother. And I remember just one night being out, and I think it was Doonside for one night in just this unfamiliar place, just because mum had to get away. Mm. And Tanya was saying she believes that that place is still there today.
Yes.
And that's like,
yep,
40 years later.
Mm. It is, yeah.
And I'll say same, and I'll move on. So, yeah. There is indication where older women too are finding it extremely difficult, and I don't like to use age, but like 50s and 60s with very little superannuation, very little economic goods.
Yes, it is really, really hard for older women,
yeah,
who may have endured a lifetime in a violent relationship. Mm. And the children have grown up and haven't worked, for instance, haven't been able to have that opportunity
yep.
Or they've worked in part-time capacity, and, you know, generally women are paid in the lower paid roles. Mm. In the community. So it's very, very difficult for older women. Our shelter network is using some meanwhile use properties. Again, the meanwhile use is the buzzword at the moment. There's developers out there who are gifting properties to organisations such as Women's Community Shelters that we're a member of, and that enables you to utilise a building that might be there for 2 or 3 years, awaiting development applications, etc., to be able to house women and children. And
we haven't. Okay, I understand. Mm. So you're calling that meanwhile use?
They're called meanwhile use.
Okay,
yes.
I get it now. So yeah, they're not just standing there empty and the like. They're put
That's
to
right.
good use
mm.
while developers are waiting.
That's right. And
yeah,
we have a couple of meanwhile use properties gifted to us through developers. Parramatta Women's Shelter was through the PACE Foundation, and for older women, above 55 or older, who mm. are homeless as a result, generally as a result of domestic violence.
And we're going to talk about the great work of PACE later, because they're an amazing organisation. We have in the studios Tanya Smith, the manager of Parramatta Women's Shelter, in an irony, unfortunately, telling us the difficulties that domestic violence brings to many people's lives and children, but through the organisation, they are given hope and love, and that's what inspires us to talk with you this morning.
Thank you.
You're on a live 90.5 Spotlight, and we're going to go to a break and be back with more with Tanya Smith from Parramatta Women's Shelter.
Alive 90.5.
It's 13 minutes to 12, Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
Darren, I hope people are working on their brain teaser. It's a really tough one today, listeners. I don't know where you get them from, Darren, but they're very, very tough. I know the answer because you give it to me, but I wouldn't have been able to work it out. We're really delighted to have in the studios Tanya Smith, the manager of Parramatta Women's Shelter. And during the break, we talk a lot about things that we want to talk about and make sure that our listeners get to hear a whole range of things. And the points are made about each of the organisations that we want to tell you about, and one of the things I was asking Tanya about is the sheer number of women who require the resources of Parramatta Women's Shelter. I was staggered by the number. Please tell our listeners about that world.
Sure. We opened our doors Christmas Eve 2019, so we've not yet been 12 months operational, and we've supported over 80 women and children within our service.
That's more than one a week.
Wow.
Yeah, right, one a week. And a question without notice, you open Christmas Eve, so I assume that you would have had someone Christmas Eve or Christmas Day.
We had a referral from another service, yes, yep. And a family that came over to us on Christmas Eve. So it was a little quiet around, generally on the Christmas days, those public holidays, because, again, women try to sort of better the devil you know, let's stay at home, and then January, early January is when they tend to leave. So that's the busy time.
Yeah, very much. Can you imagine the confusion? Christmas Eve, kids, the whole bit, trying to work out, and you make that decision to go. Just an incredible moment in people's lives. Tanya, fundraising, the lifeblood of your organisation, getting money, great to get lots of different things and people give you goods in kind and all that, but money is really critical. It's a currency and you need that.
Yeah.
How's that, and what can people do in that space?
Look, I think we've been incredibly impacted, as a lot of other agencies have, over COVID, with the ability to raise funds in a traditional sense. And our model does rely, we only are partially government funded, so we really rely heavily on philanthropy and people in the community who are passionate about the cause and about the services that we provide, giving us some, you know, a few extra dollars. It costs quite a lot of money to run a shelter. We have skilled staff. There are five of us that work in the shelter. So operationally as well, you know, just paying bills and maintenance on the properties, those sorts of things really, really add up. So there's a number of ways that people can help give through our website at Parramatta Women's Shelter website. Also, we have a Facebook page and we're running a Paramatch fundraising campaign at the moment through Parramatta Council. They've been wonderful in supporting us. And that's online too at the moment. We can give you the information to pop up on your website if that's okay. And that
we
will...
Can do that. And, yep. I'll put it on the podcast, yeah.
The Paramatch, thank you. The Paramatch campaign will enable us to continue to provide that outreach support to women and children in our transitional properties. And that includes a lot of case management goes into looking into supporting that family and finding them affordable long-term accommodation after they've left our service.
So the match part of that, what does that mean to you, the Paramatch?
So Parramatta Council will match some of the funds that are donated through to us. Yeah.
Excellent. So if you raise $10,000, the council's kicking in $10,000. Is that right? Or
I'd have to check on exactly how much, but...
we'll tell the Lord now. Yeah, $20,000, Tanya.
That'd be wonderful.
But there's a methodology, a model, that says if you raise a certain amount in certain areas, they will attempt to match that up to a certain point.
That's right.
And well, that's a great incentive for all stakeholders in regards to that. And we'd like to learn more about that and see if we can make a contribution. So, listeners, please, if you can help, there are many worthwhile causes, but just think for a moment. Christmas time, particularly women, will have maybe children with them, trying to find somewhere just to put them in a bed, let alone worry about the meaning of Christmas. Please, if you can make a sacrifice, go to the website for Parramatta Women's Shelter and help make their day a bit better.
Thanks, Jim. And if I could just add one thing, if people really do want to give something physical, get given a lot of things. Gift cards can be something that are wonderful for women to be able to make a choice in what they buy their kids for Christmas. So Westfield vouchers, experiences like, you know, maybe a family day to the zoo, trip to the zoo, something like that.
And the Parramatta Local card can give a gift card to various places, including restaurants and the like, so there might be actual escape that way as well. So yeah, lots of ideas. Just before we finish up, and time always goes quickly here on Spotlight and on Radio in general, When someone leaves the Parramatta Women's Shelter, what happens then? Is that the end, or do you are you still involved, or others? Can you just guide us a bit through that just quickly before we finish up this morning?
No, it's not the end, certainly not. If they move into within our local government area, we're able to, again, provide outreach support to them. So part of the reason why we're trying to raise funds for case management through there. And we support that family through their journey into longer-term, more sustainable, affordable accommodation. And that can be, and it can be just having someone on the end of the phone to say, hey, this has happened to me today, or, you know, because domestic violence just doesn't stop when you leave. Mm. Domestic violence is unfortunately ongoing, and especially where there are children involved, they may involve family court, other matters. So it becomes a different kettle of fish after you leave, and it can be sometimes the most dangerous time for women and children when they do leave a relationship. So we're here to support them through their journey.
And we're really delighted that people like you provide an avenue, an environment where they can at least take a breath. They can just have that moment where they can just think about themselves and their children, because if they can't get it right, they're not going to get it right out there in the external environment. They need your help, and thank you very much for what you do. We're absolutely delighted. We've had in the studios Tanya Smith, the manager of Parramatta Women's Shelter. It's sad that we're talking about it. Unfortunately, it's a reality in terms of where it's at, and we just want to thank you for taking the leadership role in doing that, and we certainly put our heads together. And I think we should also thank PACE, because they're an amazing organisation. We know of their involvement in a number of things.
Even in the station for the last 2 years as well. So, yes, we can. Thank you, PACE, but especially for Parramatta Women's Shelter.
Thanks so much for having me. And thank you for being really interested in the cause. It's really important. Thank
and
you.
Everyone, please donate via Parramatta Women's Shelter website for the Parramatch campaign, and give the important dollars to help the staff and what goes on at Parramatta Women's Shelter.
Live 90.5.